Let's do it.
But uncovering it.
Let's do it. Push the button, suckers.
This is Chubby Ray Live, and here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, baby!
What can I say? The Fighting Illini.
Looking good, baby.
And making it into the NCAA tournament today. I'll take that.
Don't shoot me, Wyatt.
I'll take that. Welcome to a Friday edition of Chubby Ray Live. I am the infamous one, along with Gully.
The life-size model of a bottle of Jim Beam.
I'm looking at you. You're cammed up today.
Mm-hmm.
And you look fatter than usual. Is it your camera angle, or what's going on with you?
Well, Ray, I'm fat. Sorry to break it to you.
Well, no, I know you're fat. You look. I'm just saying you looked fatter than usual.
I've put on a few pounds since yesterday.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Maybe you're gaining.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had a small child earlier. That might be it.
Wait, is there a crime out in London, or what's going on?
Well, there's too many children around here, and one was being particularly noisy, so I just had to.
This is the second day in a row that I've heard police sirens in the background as you're broadcasting with me.
It's London. It's the big city. You'll hear that a lot.
So, welcome to the program, everybody. It's a Friday show. I'm Ray. That's Gully. And blah, 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 blah. We're here. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm still getting off my being sick, you know. I'm still recovering from illness. The good news is I'm breathing a little closer to normal today. I'm feeling a little closer to normal. I'm feeling better today. In other words.
That's good to hear, right?
Thank God.
You are the well being good out.
You were either watching the show live on our live feed that we present on chubbyray.com every single day, or maybe you're listening to the audio-only feed that we present live every single day, or maybe you're listening to the podcast. You're not listening to us live at all. You're listening to the recorded podcast that people download every single day. No matter how you're checking us out today, I thank you for tuning in and ask you to please spread the word. We have a phone call coming in already to our on-air line, which is 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. Our first call of the day. Hi, you are on Chubby Ray Live.
Don't tell me nothing.
Oh,
I can't help it. There's nothing I want more. You know it's true. But everything I do, I do it for you.
Could you do it quietly? Please. Do us all a favor. Oh.
Our first call of the day is love songs.
Assault in my ears.
Gully hates love songs. I think you like Hillbilly Joe more than you like love songs.
Quite possibly.
Hey, maybe we can get Hillbilly Joe to call in and sing love songs.
Oh, no.
That'd be cool.
He needs to he'd have to pop his teeth in so we could understand him first, though.
The sound of disgust in your voice when love songs calls in is...
It's blunt force trauma to me. That's what it
is. Well, love songs used to call the effort. For those maybe that are only new listeners, maybe you have only listened to the internet show. Love songs used to call my FM show all the time. And then he went away to love. What did he say? He was on Love Island.
Why couldn't he stay there?
He was on Lovers. He lives on Lovers Island on a romantic beach. He was on a romantic beach on Lovers Island. And could not call in. But now he can.
That's a shame.
So there you
go. You need to disconnect the island's internet and cut all the phone lines. That's what they need to do.
Well, I think he's back and ready to call. I think it's very nice of him. Thank you, Love Songs, for calling in. So I got to be honest. Being sick, I haven't had a chance to really do anything. You know, usually I do like to write a lot of stuff for the show and know the subjects I'm going to talk about. I usually map out a little thing. You've seen the list, Gully. I map out a list where I know everything I'm going to talk about and write out the comedy bits and things like that. Being sick, I have not had the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know a little bit about what's going on in the world. And then when I did wake up today, mm-hmm. I watched the basketball game.
Hoops.
Of which, you know, Gully, I don't even think Gully knows anything about basketball.
I've watched it occasionally, but
do they play basketball in England?
They play it in schools. And
is it something
stuff
they
like
actually play? I mean...
Well, not so much like a main sport, but it is played in schools, yeah.
I think that the only thing they care about there is... It's weird, because the United States, we care pretty much equally about football, baseball, and basketball. You know what I mean? And then you know, not so much, but yet we like hockey. You know, it's not as popular as the big three. And I guess nowadays you'd have to say baseball was always number one, but now football is one, baseball two, basketball three. We differentiate between the college and the pros. And then we have hockey, and, you know, soccer's starting to take hold a little bit more, you know.
Well,
we like that.
It's always good.
In England, though, you guys care about one thing. And that's
well, we've
soccer.
Got rugby
that's
as
it.
Well.
You don't care about anything else.
Well, we've got soccer, as you call it, but it's football, really. We invented it, so, and it came out before your American football.
You didn't invent soccer.
We invented soccer. It was invented in this country.
It was not invented in England.
Kicking a pig's stomachs, Ray. You should look it up.
It was not invented in England.
It was invented in this country.
No. Native Americans played it many years before. I believe the Native Americans invented it. I think we invented it here in America.
So why are you so crap at it?
We just didn't take credit for it. Well, the Native Americans used it. They played it by kicking the heads of Custer soldiers around.
Well, that's why you're so bad of it.
No, to be honest, I thought that it was created. It was. How was a soccer created? I thought it was created by.
It was a pig's stomach.
Was it really an English creation?
Yep.
I thought it was more Eastern for some reason.
Well, there's not just soccer here. There's also cricket, which people are into, and rugby as well.
See, I don't get your sports. I understand soccer. I've tried to watch rugby.
That's just violence.
Yeah,
that's all that is.
I can't get into rugby.
Cricket's, just mindless thugs.
Cricket's ridiculous to me. I can't get into cricket. And polo is ridiculous to me.
No, well, that's for the toffs. That's for the posh people.
I just can't get it. And rowing? You guys are like into rowing? And so who cares about this?
No.
How did American football never take off?
Too complicated.
Yeah, but what? I mean, do you understand it?
Kind of, but there's too many stoppages in play and... You know, that's one thing we wouldn't put up with. We have 90 minutes, and a game is split into two halves, 45 minutes.
Yeah, but the problem with soccer is there's not enough scoring.
It's the skill involved to get the goal and the defensive duties as well. It's very impressive.
Here's the difference between English sports fans and U.S. sports fans, all right?
Mm-hmm.
United States sports fans, if you make an attempt... to score, okay? If you attempt to score a point and you don't score a point, we find no accomplishment in that. For mm-hmm. example, in American football, if you drive the ball down to the 20-yard line and you don't score, we find nothing positive in it. You guys, English football fans, mm-hmm. You'll look at a team that brings the ball down and gets a shot on goal. They miss the shot, but yet you'll look at that as an accomplishment.
Well, it's the ebb and flow of the game, the skill involved in getting the ball,
it's
keeping hold of the ball.
And there's a score.
There is a skill to it, and that's what we admire, skill and precision.
And I can't believe baseball never took off. How did baseball not take off over there?
Baseball, something about a little wooden stick and a ball.
Baseball is the most pure, in my opinion, baseball is the most pure sport in the world. I don't see how anyone cannot like baseball.
Do you ever play rounders? We get that in school over there.
I don't know what that is. But I don't understand, like, people not liking baseball.
I never did get my head around it, to be honest. I can understand the allure to it, because when Americans do sporting events, you do it well. You have glitz and glamour, especially with American football. And if we could adopt some of that more, then that would be good for us, I think, in other sports. So
all I know is that I will say this. I have found in my life that it's very hard to trust people who aren't sports fans.
Yeah, there's something not quite right about people who don't like the sport.
I have met people who are not sports fans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not sports fans. Almost 100% of the time, they have ended up stabbing me in the back or doing something. Their intentions were not as they appeared to be.
Well, women, that's fair enough. They mostly don't like sports, but men, you've always got to think twice about the man who doesn't like sports.
As I have grown older and wiser in my years, I find it hard to trust any male that doesn't like sports.
It's passion, and it shows they lack passion.
I think you have to have at least a little bit of passion about something. And I'm not, you know, like, I know some guys that they just like sports, or they'll like a team, but they're really not passionate about it. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with people like that. I find it very hard to trust. And even if it's weird sports, you know, even if they're like in a NASCAR. You know what I mean? Even if it's a weird sport like that, but they're at least passionate about it, then they're easier to trust. And I don't know what it is. I have just found that people are very untrustworthy who don't have some type of sport that they follow.
Well, one thing I've noticed as well that hasn't taken off over there, Formula One starts again this weekend. And why hasn't that taken off over there when you...
Well, because we have NASCAR. Because we have NASCAR, which is a different type of racing. And I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's because the white trash love NASCAR. Love it. Now, we have people that like the Formula One stuff. The Indy 500's huge every year. But, you know, the white trash love NASCAR, and they think there's some kind of competition between the two.
Well.
Anyway, let me take another phone call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Ray. It's Love Songs.
Hi, Love Songs. How are you?
I overheard you guys talking about HBJ a little bit ago, and I was wondering if maybe I could sing one of my classics with a little help from you.
You'd like to sing a song about the one and only Hillbilly Joe?
Yes, it was actually one of my classics that we used to sing all the time on your FM radio show.
All right.
Oh, it won't let me hang up.
Well, I'd love to hear it, Love Songs.
Here we go. Joe loves wieners and vodka.
Bum, bum, bum.
Having sex with David Blaine.
Bum, bum, bum.
He's got much into women.
Bum, bum, bum.
He only has half a brain.
Bum, bum, bum. Thank you, Love Song.
I actually like that song.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good song. I always like that one. Well, we have another call. Hi, you are on the air. It's Chubby Ray Live.
Hey, that was me. Sorry about that. I was in a bad spot.
And what can I do for you, sir?
Hey, you know what? I don't think Deidre is probably this type of wife, but you know, my wife always asked me was, you know, because I'll get upset and start throwing stuff or be pissed the Cubs are losing. My wife always go, how does this affect your life?
Oh, not my life. No.
It's like she doesn't get it.
Not my
life. Like, I know it doesn't affect my life, but I'm pissed.
My wife is as adamant. This is, I'll tell you, this is one of the reasons why, one of the reasons that I love my wife so much is she loves sports. I love the fact, I mean, I have a lot of favorite, there's a lot of favorite parts about my wife that I really like. Her rear end, her huge breast, her great sense of humor, the fact that she's an awesome mother. You know, but I'm telling you, one of the best parts about her is that she is a sports fan. And I'll tell you, she is more affected by football losses than I am. Now, and she knows, she gets as depressed as I am when our teams lose. I'm serious. My wife is a Cowboys fan, and when the Cowboys play bad, her mood is shot.
Well, on the other hand, when it comes to Karen, and when my team gets beat, she'll take every opportunity to rub it in and get other people to do
because she thinks I'm stupid
for being annoyed.
I've told
which
this story.
I can't stand.
I have told this story hundreds of times. When my wife and I got together, she was a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, and she loved the Houston Astros. I, of course, being born in Chicago, I was a fan of the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Bears, and we fell in love instantly, my wife and I, and we knew in order to be together that some compromise would have to be made. So we just basically agreed that we would each give up one. She gave up the Houston Astros and started rooting for the Cubs, and I gave up the Chicago Bears and started rooting for the Cowboys. So, I mean, we root for the same teams in my house. We don't root for different teams. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then when it comes to college basketball, of course, we both rooted for the Chicago Bulls back in the NBA when we actually cared about the NBA. But when it comes to college basketball, which is another big sport in our house, we will root, of course, for the University of Illinois because we have lived in Illinois, and my wife and I have gone to so many Illinois games. We will also root for Indiana because we've gone to Indiana games. Of course, they've been down. We'll root for Texas because my wife, at one point, I think, wanted to go to Texas and didn't. And we'll root for Syracuse because we used to live in Syracuse. So, I mean, there's reasons why we root for specific teams that we root for. But the Cubs and the Cowboys are, you know, there's unquestionably, you know, you've got to root for them. And my wife, now my wife doesn't like the Cardinals. Her distaste for the Cardinals is more than mine because she hated the Cardinals because of the Astros, you know, as well as the Cubs. And she, just from being an outsider, she always thinks that, she's always thought the Cardinal fans are very smug.
Hey, speaking of the Illini.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell happened? I was on CBS Sports Line.
Yeah.
Got a phone call. I think they were up by 13. Got a phone call from a banker.
Listen, they were up by 16, Pat. They were up by 16. 16.
Then what happened?
And, well, what happened was Wisconsin started hitting shots with a minute and a half left. They were down by, I think they were down by 10 with a minute and a half left. They came back and hit threes. At one point, they were within 2 points. They were within 2 points, and they fouled Jeffrey Jordan, and Jordan had to shoot two free throws. He made that first free throw, which was big, and then they had a defensive stop, and then they went down, and Davis got fouled while making a layup. So, I mean, that's what finally pulled them away. But I'll tell you what, they were in danger of losing that lead. It was a great last minute and a half of that game. But they did pull it out.
I came back and saw it on the screen. I'm like, what the hell happened?
I'll tell you what, it was a good game, Dave. It really was. I think some people thought Weber was crazy. He put Jeff Jordan in for Mike Tisdale. But it was good because he had four ball handlers on the floor. Because Wisconsin started pressing. And Illinois couldn't throw the ball in. That was the problem. Every time they went to throw the ball in, You know, there were steals or misplays, and so Wisconsin, you know, they hit three threes right in a row to pull back into the game. So that's what happened. It was a pretty exciting last 90 seconds.
Yeah, I've been swamped at work. I was hoping I was going to be able to get out of there to watch it, but I couldn't.
But this win today, 100% locks Illinois for the NCAA.
God, you know what? To be honest with you, I was hoping they're going to lose.
No, they're a lock. They're a lock. They're
I know it. I just know they're going to get in the tournament and lay an egg like they always
do. You never know. Listen, it depends on who they play. It depends on what their seed's going to be, who they're going to play. You never know.
Illinois, be a 12 and, or something like that. Don't you think?
And I'll tell you what, I think Illinois is going to be a lot better next year too.
I do too.
I'm pretty excited about.
I love watching Brandon Paul play.
Yeah, I think Paul's going to be. I think Paul's a really good player. I think Richardson's a good player waiting to happen. I think this kid that's going to be a freshman, the 7-footer that they got coming in, the big white kid. I don't know if you saw the picture from the State Journal Register. But the picture of him dunking out at the UIS the other day. Oh, my God.
I was going to go to the game.
His head was even with the rim.
It's amazing. Yeah. Could he be more athletic than Tisdale?
He's going to be a down low player. He's going to be and Tisdale should be a 4. He should be out there shooting, you know, 15-foot jump shots. He's going to get the chance to. So, I don't know. I don't want to make it a sports show, but I
ADM,
think. Yeah.
And he went to the game because his kids go to St. Teresa, and he said the kid's a jag.
Yeah. Well.
He said he was yelling at his coach when they were. I guess because St. Teresa must have been up a little, like early in the first half or something.
Yeah,
the kid was yelling at his coach.
They said that the second half they pulled away, but it was pretty close in the first, I guess. DC
hey,
is predicting. By the way, DC is predicting Illinois is going to be a 6 seed.
Sean
know.
Tomorrow.
I don't know if Sean's coming up or not. By the way, I don't know. I have not heard for sure if he's coming up. Why? What would you like Sean to sing?
One song for him.
All right.
Abilonia Sex Shooter.
I don't even know what that is.
Sounds
just
bizarre.
Watch Purple Rain.
Okay. All right. All right, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, later, Dave. We will be playing tomorrow night, by the way. My band, Two Ton Baby, we're playing out of the 49er.
Is Pissy Pants doing his 10?
Oh, I hope Piss Pants does not show up.
What a guy.
Piss Pants, the guy who urinated right in front of us. Oh, my God.
Gotta love that. With his Jif Lemon underpants.
Yeah. Yeah, so I am playing tomorrow night.
Cool.
I am finally feeling a little bit better. I've been all week, Gully. I'm at about 75% right now.
So you should be okay by tomorrow then.
Yeah, I hope.
100%?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hmm.
Keep your fingers crossed.
I've got fat fingers. It's difficult to cross them very well. Fuck. Seriously.
Right. You're very dark in your camera.
I look like I've got like sunglasses or some kind of shades over my eyes, but they're just big black rings. I look like I never sleep.
I have a camera that, like right now, I can put the camera directly on me, but I'm too bright when I do that because it's too close. Or else I can put it above me, which gives me a glare, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can put it facing in front of me, which I don't know. I'm trying to find the perfect light placement.
Well, too much light makes my head shine, so I tend not to go too much.
I'm trying to get all that taken care of.
I shall be back to my shiny-headed gloriousness on Monday.
Well, so do we know, is anything going on in the news? I did see a story yesterday. Let me see if I can find the story. I did see a story yesterday that really caught my eye. It was a very interesting news story. And I want to read this to you because I've never heard of a news story like it before.
Okay.
It was a first. All right. So okay. let me bring up this story, okay? And we'll it was about a woman in California, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was arrested. She was arrested for driving while doing something very odd.
Okay.
All right.
Was she swallowing?
Here we go. Listen to this. I want you to listen close to the story, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Let me bring this up here to read it. I'm sorry, this is a Florida. I said California. It's a Florida. Of course it's Florida. How could I think it's anything but Florida? All right,
seems to be a crazy place.
In Key West, Florida. From KTLA Television. We all know the dangers of driving while texting or talking on a cell phone. Now, Florida Keys law enforcement officers add a new caution to drivers. Don't try to shave your privates while driving. Florida Highway Patrol troopers say a two-vehicle accident on Cujo Key was caused by a 37-year-old woman driver who was shaving her bikini area while her ex-husband took the wheel from the passenger seat. Now, listen closely to this. The woman who was on her way to meet her boyfriend in Key West says she was just wanting to be ready for the visit.
Sure she was.
This according to the trooper. Now, once again, the woman was driving her car to go meet her boyfriend. The person in the car with her was her ex-husband. She decided, because she wanted to save time, that she would shave her pubic region.
Pubis.
Yeah. She was going to shave it down while she was driving.
Can you imagine the mess she would make of that?
All right, I got a couple questions. Number one, what kind of ex-husband is driving with his ex-wife to go meet her boyfriend? Number two, what kind of idiot is trying to shave their pubic region while driving? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Police officer on the case says, if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it. About 10 years ago, I stopped a guy in the same exact spot who had three or four syringes sticking out of his arm. It was surreal. I thought nothing will ever beat this. Well, a woman shaving her privates, it takes the cake.
Takes the cake and runs with it?
The woman, Megan Maria Barnes, should not have been driving anyways. The day before the accident, Barnes was convicted of a DUI. While she had a prior, and she was also convicted of driving with a suspended license.
I'm not surprised.
And they think the woman, she got a DUI, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was not supposed to be driving. So she had her ex-husband riding with her, and she was driving. She decided to shave her privates while she was driving, asked her ex-husband to take the wheel. The car wrecked. Then they started driving again. All right. After hitting the other car, they took off. And then she moved into the passenger seat while her ex-husband moved into the driver's seat.
And naughty.
When the cops got there, they claimed that the ex-husband was the one driving. However, there were burns on the ex-husband's chest from the passenger side airbag that had deployed. And there were no burns on the woman. And considering the airbag in the steering wheel did not deploy, but the airbag in the passenger seat did, the cops were able to realize that that it was the woman that was driving the car.
Wow. See, I can see I have one of them kits where you could, like, shave a little love heart, pubic
listen,
thing, you know.
How long does it take to shave your area down there? It shouldn't take that long.
Maybe she was overgrown. It had been a few months, and,
well,
you know.
I mean, for God's sakes, how long did it take? And who takes...
Must have been hairy.
My wife seems to take care of that while, you know, either bathing or showering. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when women normally take care of this act.
I would hope so.
I don't think that they, you know... I don't think they do it while driving, usually.
No, it's not the correct thing to do. And she's sitting there with her ex, was she, while she was shaving?
Yeah. I mean, what the hell kind of ex? Who's shaving in front of their ex? My wife doesn't even shave in front of me, and I'm her current. Troopers charged the woman with driving with a revoked license, reckless driving, leaving the scene of a wreck with injuries, and driving with no insurance. I guess driving while shaving isn't an actual crime, or she probably would have got nailed with that, too.
Imagine getting razor burn whilst you crash.
So there you go. Well, ladies,
I've got a news.
Don't drink and shave.
I've got a story for you, Ray.
By the way, it already looked like she had been hit by an axe down there, by a hatchet. But I mean, think about it.
Several
if she would
times.
Have been shaving while she got in the accident, that's not a place you want to have a razor when you get in a wreck, is it?
Might get lost up there.
All right, go ahead, Gully. What is your story?
Have you heard about the cheese rolling that happens in this country once a year?
What is cheese rolling?
Where they roll a giant round cheese down a hill in Gloucestershire. Every year, people run down this really steep hill and try and catch this cheese. The winner gets to keep the big cheese at the end.
Oh, wow.
It's always on, like, the last thing of the news. It's like a big thing they've been doing for years. Now it's been cancelled.
I believe I have seen this.
Yeah, well, this year it's being cancelled due to safety concerns about the number of people actually attending to watch the cheese rolling and the injuries people have been sustaining, like broken legs, collarbones,
because they fall
fractures
and roll,
of the wrist.
And they roll down the hill, don't they?
They roll down the hill, smashing their face in, trying to catch this dirty cheese that's covered in mud at the bottom of the hill.
Wait, and all you get to keep is the cheese?
Well, you just get the cheese and you're on TV. Obviously, it's always the last thing on the news. You know, you'll see the guy holding the cheese with the smashed-in face going, yeah,
if the cheese
I
is
got
all,
this cheese.
But if the cheese is all filthy, who wants
I think
mean,
it's,
you know.
I think it's more trying to look good with your smashed-in face and your dirty cheese.
Who wants to eat dirty cheese?
Well, apparently no one's going to eat dirty cheese this year because they've cancelled it.
They can't because too many people get injured.
It'll end up still going ahead, but I'm sure they'll wangle out of it, but... Who wants to eat that cheese anyway? I've seen the hill. I would just injure myself.
So
I would be dead.
You're saying that there are people that are going to go ahead and do it anyway, even though they cancelled it. They officially cancelled it.
It's the English way. We tend to ignore things like that. They'll move it somewhere else and run down another hill chasing it.
But it's a very steep hill, isn't it?
It's extremely steep.
You should not be running down a hill like that.
No, especially not chasing after a dirty cheese.
By the way, listener Todd in the chat room says his wife pees in a moose cup while driving. I don't even know what that means. I'm not...
And what is a moose cup?
I don't know what a moose cup is, but the fact that his wife is peeing... I don't think I've ever heard of women peeing while driving. I'm not...
Have you heard of that invention? You know you've got the things you can pee in, and it's like, it makes this gel...
Oh,
so what, you can pee in the tub. Well, there's one called, like a little device for the women that, you know, you slip inside a little bit, and it's called a she-wee, so you can wee on the go.
While you're driving?
Yeah, so you could, you know, just pop it in, have a little wee in your she-wee, and off you go. So unless it's like, if that's what the moose cup is, then, you know.
Now, I have peed in a cup before. All right. I have peed... In a cup before.
Mm-hmm.
Never while driving.
No, it'd be messy.
I have pulled over on the side of the road, like on the interstate, where there's nowhere to get off and go. And I'll be like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I got to pee so bad. But there's so many cars coming by that I don't want to get out and pee.
fair enough.
You don't want to be arrested, you know, for having your wang hanging out there.
Plus, you'll end up covered in pee.
So I once peed in a big Steak and Shake cup.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I peed in the side of the road while sitting in my front seat.
Okay.
And then I emptied the cup out of the window. You know what I mean? I poured the cup out the window.
Okay.
Except I wasn't very comfortable with it because, to be honest, you couldn't get a good shake. You know what I mean?
You could bang it against the sides, but that would cause
pain. You couldn't really get a good shake. Well, I filled the cup up.
That's the problem, though. You never know how much you're going to pee.
You have to have that. I filled the cup up to where I felt... I kind of angled the cup and leaned forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually felt... to where the amount coming into the cup had gone over me. You know what I mean? The head of me was submerged.
Dunk.
Yeah, I was dunking unintentionally. So, then it got really bad because what it was is there was no place to shake off and it's a mess and, you know what I mean? I ended up with, it wasn't comfortable.
No,
you don't want to be all wet down there.
Oh, find a tree.
I was like piss pants.
Stinky and pissy.
Yeah.
So then but that's the one thing you have to make sure.
You got to take a towel, and I didn't have a towel, so I had to take a sock. Kind of dry myself. It ended up being a big production. Okay, just to pee. It ended up being a big production. So then I just decided, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm just going to have to pull over in advance. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Makes more sense.
Like one time we were driving home from Texas, and my wife and daughter stopped to shop somewhere, and I was in the parking lot, and I really had to go. And I went inside this place and couldn't get in the restroom. So I had no choice. I had to pee in the parking lot. So I went like around to the back of this restaurant. Nobody could see where it was really dark. And I was trying to pee. And right when I was doing this, this car turns the corner with its bright lights on, shining on me. I should have been arrested for exposing myself. There was no way around it.
You've got to also make sure the vessel you're peeing into can handle the amount of pee that you're going to put out.
I was just peeing out there against a dumpster, you know. It was at this point.
Oh, well, fair enough. Yeah. It's not going to smell any better, really.
Another time I had my old car, I had the door open, and I was kind of peeing behind the door, and a car came up, and I tried to turn, and I got pee on the door. It was all a huge mess.
We always end up on pee or poo, don't we?
By the way, listener Todd claims that he has pictures of his wife
peeing.
He has pictures of his wife peeing. Who would take a picture of their wife peeing in a Hardee's Moose Cup?
Joe.
And by the way,
Joe might actually pay you for it.
He said it's a Hardee's Moose Cup, and I want to point this out. DC said that Hardee's has not used the Moose logo in almost a decade. So how old is this dirty, filthy pee cup that your wife pees in, Todd?
It must really stink.
Seriously.
Ugh.
What kind of foul, disgusting pee cup is this?
It's in the glove compartments as well. For special occasions.
Seriously.
That's foul.
He says his wife had both feet on the seat, one hand on the wheel, and one on the cup.
That's a good aim.
And you were in the car? Why wasn't Todd just driving?
Why didn't you stop and let it go behind a bush?
Yeah, well I've been with my wife almost 20 years. 20 years. I have never known her to pee anywhere but a bathroom. You know what I mean?
Never know Karen to go pee in the street.
She has never, to the best of my knowledge, my wife has never peed outdoors. She, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's never peed in the woods. She's never peed. You know what I mean?
No, it's not the dumb thing. Ladies don't pee.
When I was young, I remember being on dates. And the dates, growing up in Gillespie, Illinois, the dates would consist of, you basically pick up the girl that you're with. It's like, it's not even an official date. You just say, oh, we're going riding around. But you know the full intention is to go out and you ride around in your car drinking mm-hmm. in the woods, or not in the woods, but like in the country. And then you hope to make out or get further at the end of the night.
Yeah,
that's dating in Gillespie, Illinois. Hmm. So being with a buddy, picking up a couple girls and a couple 12-packs or whatever, and driving around in the country roads trying to get the girls wasted, eventually make out or try to go further, you know.
Oh, yeah. You want to get to second base at least.
Oh, yeah. You never know. Sometimes you go all the way.
Yeah.
But I remember doing this, and then I would be turned off by the fact when the girls would say, I got to pee, pull over, and you'd be on a country road. And you've got these, and you'd have these girls squatting behind the car peeing, you know. It was always a turnoff for me. No, this is not something I'm into. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hello, Raymond.
Yes, hello. How are you?
It's Todd. How you doing?
All right, Todd, tell us a story. I want to know the story. How your wife ended up peeing in a Hardee's Moose Cup.
We left Talladega Racetrack, NASCAR race.
I should have known NASCAR was somehow involved in this. All right.
No joke. We left there, and she was driving, and I was shit-faced, and kind of just asleep in the passenger seat.
All right.
And we're driving along, and there's all kinds of traffic, and we're not running but maybe 35, 40 mile an hour. And I feel a truck jerking. I wake up, and I look at her. I was going to ask her if she was sleepy, if she wanted me to drive. I look at her. She's got both feet up on the seat, a hand on the wheel, one of those Hardee's Moose Cups between her legs, peeing in it. She had no pants on. She's peeing in the cup. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, well, I had to pee and I didn't want to stop because I don't want to try to get back in the traffic. And I say, well, do you want me to hold something for you? Do you want me to hold the wheel, the cup, you, what? And she said, no, I got it. She got done. She dried herself off a little bit with a napkin and she rolls down the window and sticks her arm out the window and pours it out.
So did you take a picture?
I did take a picture. I took a picture with her up on the seat with my camera phone.
So your response was to take out your phone and get a picture of this.
She said she was under control. I said, okay.
You know, because it's something you want to show the grandkids one day. You never know.
Someday, Ray, you know my wife. You know I could use it for blackmail.
Yeah, you never know, yeah.
Put it on Facebook.
Unbelievable.
Next time I get stuck sleeping out in the van, that's what I'll be doing. Yeah, I'll be pulling that picture out.
You give me that picture. I'll put it on Chubby Ray for the world to see.
Oh, Facebook God, I'd be dead.
Unbelievable.
You got a place for me to stay, Ray?
Do you still have the picture, or did you make you get rid of it?
No, I got it. I downloaded it out of my phone from the computer, so I always have it.
Yeah, my wife never lets me take a picture of her in any kind of compromising position whatsoever.
It's kind of hard to stop you when you got one hand on a cup full of piss.
I got to be honest, which is, you know, I think that's her way of saying that she thinks one day we might get divorced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that she never lets me take a picture of her in any kind of compromised position, I think that's her way of saying we might be divorced one day. Because she's got to know that I would never show a picture to anybody.
I wouldn't either, not like that.
Yeah, and you never show a picture of your wife naked or anything to anybody. You just wouldn't do it.
No.
But you'd want to keep it for
unless
yourself.
Unless your name's Joe.
Well, yeah, but if you're Joe, you'd build a website dedicated to your wife having sex with other men.
Not only would you show a picture, you'd just let her do it right there in front of them.
Well, yeah, you'd be the one, you'd encourage her to do it and complain when,
But
not everyone's like Joe. But I'm saying, my wife, she doesn't, it's almost like she's afraid that one day we won't be together and I'll show the picture to somebody.
On the other hand, though, my ex, I had a few photographs of. I showed all my mates when she left.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's when you do it. You do it when you break up.
Oh, yeah.
But, you see, I don't care because, in my eyes, my wife and I are never, ever going to not be together. You know, I think we'll always be together. I'm saying I think that's her way of saying that one day we might divorce. I think she's the one. I think she's the one that's not sure. Because she's the one who won't let me take the picture.
And Ray, I have also.
And I know that's odd, but that's
on the side of the road.
That's what goes through my mind, by the way, is the weird stuff like that. What do you stop on the side of the road for? What?
I stopped on the side of the road for a take a leak one day, and I waited until she got midstream, and then I pulled away.
You're just evil.
You're just a horrible.
You're just
a horrible person. Is what you are.
I think so.
I know. I know. That makes it fun.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
And speaking of wives, I did see your beautiful wife and daughter the other Tuesday night at Pizza Hut.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they got a pizza on Tuesday night.
Yep.
Or one of the nights when I was. Monday night? Monday night? Maybe when I was sick.
Tuesday night. She said you were home sick. She only got one pizza, so I guess you didn't get any.
I was very sick.
Yeah. That's what she said.
I finally got better yesterday, and then today I'm a lot better, so yeah. Been a rough week. Hey, tomorrow night my band plays 49er, Todd. You and the wife should try to come out and see us.
Are you serious?
My new band,
we'll be there.
My new band, Two Ton Baby, plays the 49er tomorrow night from 9 to 1. We'd love to see you out there.
I will be there, Raymond.
Awesome.
You know that. I am dying to come see you guys.
Well, Todd, I thank you for sharing the story of your wife urinating in a Hardee's Moose cup. Do you still have the cup?
No. That, one thing you don't keep around.
I thought maybe she kept it for, historically.
Pissy cup.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can dig that picture out and I'll bring it to see you tomorrow night.
That'd be great. All right, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, also, I'm working at Toyota.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got laid off in September from construction, and there's nothing going on right now, so I got a job over here at Green Toyota.
Well, good for you.
I'm one of the service writers over here. So
are you one of the guys that are fixing the whatever the hell's wrong with those Toyotas?
Everything that's wrong with them, yes. I'm one of those guys.
Or as my brother says, Toyota.
Yeah, Toyota.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets Toyota out of that, but oh well.
I don't know either. There's no I in it.
Well, good. Well, they're keeping you busy. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm 6 to 6 feet usually. Couple hours in the morning, couple hours at night.
Well, get over there tomorrow night. We'll party.
All right, buddy. I'll see you there.
There you go.
All right, bye.
Listener Todd, he's back. Thank you, Todd. The one thing I always remember about Todd is when I was invited to not return to WCVS, there was a bunch of stuff of mine that was over there. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was invited to leave the building and not return. But my property was still there.
Okay.
Like, I had a refrigerator and chairs and microphones and cords. I had a lot of equipment that was there.
Okay.
And I think there were some people there that were thinking that they were just going to keep it.
No, not at all.
And so Kevin O'Day, the guy who runs the place, Kevin was cool. Kevin's like, well, Ray, you want to get your stuff, you know, you know, just come on by and get it or send somebody to get it. So I sent Todd to go get it. And some people there wanted to keep it, and Kevin O'Day said, no, listen, whatever Ray's, let Todd get whatever stuff is Ray's. So Todd is actually the one who went to WCBS in his truck, and he collected, he basically repoed all my stuff.
Cool. Good
and
guy.
And there were, like, people that were, like, somebody was sitting in my chair.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd went in and said, what are you doing? They said, well, we're sitting in the chair. He goes, get out of the chair. That's Ray's chair. And he, like, confiscated it.
Nice.
Somebody else had my microphone. He took my mic. You know what I mean? He basically took all, he gathered all of my stuff from them.
Good man.
And said, no, this is Ray's. I'm taking it. And they they didn't want him taking the stuff, and he said nope. And I guess there was one of the things where they said, well, we're not sure you could take that. And he said, okay, we'll go check. And when they went to check, he just grabbed it and ran out the building. Like, he basically collected all of my stuff brought it over. Because I had, you know, because you gotta remember, at the time I had Disaster Radio when I started, owned Disaster Radio, and a lot of the Disaster Radio stuff went over to WCBS with me. And then mm-hmm. when I was gone, they just assumed they could keep it. But like I want to go on record. Kevin O'Day was not one of those people. Kevin was actually really cool and said, he was cool. Said whatever's raised, give back to him. But there were some people there, and I don't want to name names or anything. But there were some people there that just assumed they could keep it.
Seems like the radio business is full of catty people, isn't
and,
it, really?
And Todd went over there and just took it.
It's full of little bitches.
Yeah.
That's what I've gathered so far.
So it was pretty funny. It was pretty good. And by the way, the names weren't the obvious people. I don't, you know.
Sneaky old sneak.
Yeah, well, it really wasn't the people... It wasn't the people who replaced me or anything, if that's what you're thinking. That's not who it was. There were other people that were wanting to keep stuff. And Todd just stole it from them. Well, I didn't steal it. I mean, it was my stuff. He basically kept them from stealing it from me by just taking it. And I can't remember. I don't know if it was a chair or what it was, but there was something where they said, we got to go check and see if you can have this. He goes, okay, go ahead and check. And as soon as they walked out, he just grabbed it. Ran out the door and took off with
Bye,
it.
Bye, no.
So he comes to my house, and I said, oh, my God, you got everything. Because I really thought I was going to have to. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to get a lawyer and going to have to prove that I bought this. And I was digging up the receipts, and I'm like, this is going to be such a pain in the ass. But no, Todd went over there and basically got everything. Everything but the bar stool that the Blue Grouch gave me, or that I stole from the Blue Grouch. They wouldn't give him that.
Mm.
But I got everything else.
And wow, that's cool.
And, like, one of my extension cords, there was a power strip. There were power strips plugged into an extension cord and all this stuff that was mine. And they had all their stuff plugged into it. And Todd goes in and goes, that's Ray, and just starts unplugging. Starts unplugging all their stuff.
Oops.
Radio's turning off. The CD machines are turning off. Todd goes, yep, that's Ray's. And he starts unplugging it and pulling out all the cords. And
that's unfortunate, but never mind.
But that's why I always remember. That's why I always have fond memories of Todd. Well, that and the fact that his wife pees into a Hardee's Moose cup.
That's burnt in my memory now. So if I ever meet him, I'm going to think pee.
Very impressive.
I've got to see the picture.
I gotta be honest. Part of me wants to see the picture, another part of me doesn't.
It's one of them. You have to look. It's just one of them.
Shall we check in with Hillbilly Joe? We have not spoken to him in a while.
Can we handle him for one day?
Do you
want to
check in with him?
Yeah, why not? Once a week's okay.
Should we try to call him?
See if he's got any electric.
Yeah. Let's try to get hold of
put a penny in the meter, Joe. We're calling you up.
Hillbilly Joe, if you're listening, we are attempting to call you right now. We've not checked in with you all week. Let's see. I've not gotten an answer. Maybe he's not there.
Hmm. Maybe he's filming some.
Maybe they're filming. Maybe the filming session's going on.
They've got the Burger King mask finally.
Yeah.
No, sorry, I didn't take your dad's mask. Oh,
there he is, the one and only Hillbilly Joe, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just eating dinner.
You're eating dinner.
Yeah.
Wow, you actually eat.
What are you having? What kind of delicacy are you having tonight?
Roach stew.
The only person I know in the world who wants to become famous and he's too fat to become famous. Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I couldn't understand what you said, Joe.
What are you eating for dinner?
I'm eating some bird and beans and... Man, what the hell is that crap called?
Pigeon.
Stuffing.
Birds, beans, and stuffing.
So that's pigeon. Cockroaches.
Yeah, what kind of bird? Is it chicken or... Pigeon. What kind are you eating there?
Cornish hen.
You're eating Cornish hens?
Yep.
My.
Is that posh pigeon?
Those are little chickens.
Ah, mini chickens.
Yes, little mini chickens. So, Joe, let's go. Cool. We haven't spoken to you since last Thursday. We want to know how you were doing.
I'm living.
Also wanted to invite you to participate next week in another edition of the current events quiz.
Oh, cool.
If you would like to do it, I wanted to line it up. Maybe you can try to pay attention this week to the news.
Yeah.
Actually, let you know in advance to let you know to go ahead and watch the news and stuff.
I've actually been watching the news so I can find out if it's going to be rainy or not the next day.
Right.
And then every time it comes on, I forget about it, and I'm in here at the computer and walk in here and go, damn it! I missed it again.
Does Barney present the news over there, does he, Joe?
So, Joe, you need to know what's going on in the world so you can take the current events quiz next week. All right, so a couple of questions we got to get to. Have you been filming lately for the website, the Miss Kitty Playground?
How do I put this? Bad week.
But have you been filming lately? Have you been filming lately is the question.
Red flag week.
Let me go to the phone. We'll take this call first. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
This is Sean. Just for a while, I'll talk to you.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Could you mute your PC for a moment?
I finally got that media player to work.
Oh, congratulations. So you can now hear the show over your phone.
Yes.
I had to get rid of XP and go with Windows 7.
Oh, there you go.
For some reason. Let me do it with Windows 7.
But it's working now. I hear it in the background. It's very loud, actually.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Do you hear it loud?
I'm hearing myself again.
You're very loud.
It's like a car.
Oh, there you go. So what's going on? Hillbilly Joe is on with us, Sean.
Mm-hmm. I was hearing about Cornish hens.
Yes.
When I tuned in.
That Joe loves to eat Cornish hens. Joe only eats, Cornish hens and the like.
I'm not eating the dark meat, preferably.
He eats fancy foods.
Cornish hens ain't bad at all.
He likes Cornish hens and veal and lamb. He will not eat plain chicken or ground beef or anything like that. Ugh. He likes to have fancier foods.
Like armadillo.
Like Kobe beef.
Yes. His chickens, like if he has chickens, they must be free range.
I've got free range chickens if he wants to buy some.
Let me go take another call. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hello, Ray. It's Love Songs again.
Oh, hi, Love Songs.
I heard you had a Homo Joe on there.
I have. Hillbilly Joe is on, yes.
Oh, look, it's the has-been from, what was that, decades ago. How you doing, Mr. Love Songs? Finally decide
John
to sit here and get out.
Having sex with David Blaine.
Bum, bum, bum.
He got much into women.
Bum, bum, bum.
He only has half a brain.
Bum, bum, bum.
He likes to make love with Dolly.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
That's enough.
Not even.
That's enough.
That's
for
absurd.
That. Okay, so, Sean, is there anything else before we get back to asking Joe about his wife's latest filming for her website?
Yeah, Mr. Love Songs just makes me miss it. How he used to call all the time.
That's right.
And send Mr.
We should have, you know, I haven't had Miss. I should have Miss on the show.
She liked my voice, but she's got a funny ass,
I
as we talked about yesterday.
I should have her on the show. She has not been on the show since we. Yeah, I should. I want to send her a message and have her get on next week.
Ah, yeah.
Don't you think
cool.
She should at least call in?
I think she should.
Absolutely.
I think she might be surprised that like I'm actually doing the show with you. Know?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if. She has not listened.
Yeah, she can give you fashion tips.
I bet she's listened. I just don't think she's been on it.
I know where she can put her fashion tips. Down to that much.
All right, so Joe, when's the last time you filmed?
Six minutes ago.
Are you trying to be funny?
When did you last time you filmed?
About 2 weeks ago.
How did it go?
All my filming goes great.
Well, you know, who was the gentleman?
Nah, I don't say names. You ought to know that, right?
Was it a usual guy, or was it a new guy, or?
New gentleman.
And where did you find this guy?
St. Louis.
See,
have you from Baytown?
I can't win either.
Is he a subscriber of Miss Kitty Playground, or what?
I don't tell who subscribes to our site.
Can subscribers to your webpage have sex with your wife?
If she picks them, yeah.
So if you buy a subscription, you get to have sex with her.
Well, no, it's not always that.
If she's into it.
If they want to, all they got to do is look at the deals and go from there. If they can't read, then you're a moron.
You sign a release and all that stuff.
Yep. So is there a section of the website where you can say, like, you know, what it would take to, you know, bang my wife? Is there a section you can email in, like, bang my wife tonight?
Well,
the email address at the top.
Well, you should know because we got an email from you a couple weeks ago, actually, wanting to try one, and I sent one back to you and told you it'd be a cold day in hell before your fat ass get on top of my old lady.
All right. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hi, Ray. It's Lars.
I love stuff.
Oh.
I just wanted to tell Joe that I've actually been with Miss Kitty before, and it wasn't really that enjoyable.
It wasn't enjoyable.
I can imagine.
It was kind of like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, I remember that person. Yeah, I remember you now. Mm-hmm. That's right, because I told you that your mom's box was so damn big it wouldn't do nothing for anybody out there. So yeah, I remember you now. Yep.
Thank you.
Good
job.
See. All these old people coming out with their crutches and their walkers, you know, who used to piss me off all the time.
All right.
He's out there trying to push it. Now, where's the garden guy at? When's he coming out of the woodwork?
I don't know.
You, hey, I got her panties in my nails. They're keeping all the bugs away. I need a new pair.
Joe, I'll be honest though. I wouldn't want to go near your wife's lady garden because there's probably nettles there.
You're talking about Buckskin, Joe.
Yeah, moron.
Well, Buckskin still listens to the podcast. He still gets the podcast.
Well, hopefully he hears this, too. Maybe he'll get up off his walker and be able to call in and go, hey,
well,
I need that move.
He was on the show when we were on at night. We moved to the afternoons. He couldn't come with us. Some people have jobs.
Yeah, some people have a life, Joe.
Some people have jobs. Not me, you, and Gully, but other people. But other people, they have jobs.
That's because we're smart. We ain't working for the white man.
You're right. We're smart.
Yes, very intelligent.
All right, so Joe, is there anything else you want to get off your chest before we move on? Because I have to end the show. It's Friday.
Well, you did miss one news that happened.
What happened? What?
Corey Haiman was found dead.
Corey Haiman?
Yes.
Who's he?
Is he any relation to Corey Haim? Because I heard Corey Haim was found dead.
Haiman, Hames, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Right, I heard about that.
Some dumb young jerk. Yeah, they found him dead.
Yeah.
Really?
When goalie rolled over, they found his imprint in the bed there. You have a good evening, Mr. Lytle. And
I might
call you next. Well, yeah, I'll call you next week.
Well, yeah, next week we want to do the contest.
Yes, Joe, please come back next week.
All right.
And you have a nice day, and I feel sorry for you, Mr. Lytle, having that fat Guadalmanco beast on that cam there.
Wow. Okay, Joe, thank you.
I got two words for you, goalie.
Okay, Joe, bye-bye.
It's my ass, that ass.
Okay, then. Bye-bye, then. I imagine he thinks he gets the upper hand every time he does this when he hangs up. The man is a buffoon, seriously.
I don't know. I apologize for today's show. That's all I can say.
Hey, explicit rating, well done, Joe.
If you want to listen to a good show, check out Gorilla's show, The Jungle, which is coming on after us. Now, he has the code. Gorilla has the code to use this feed. I don't know if he'll be using it or not, but he's more than welcome to use this feed. So you never know. Gorilla might actually go live on ChubbyRaid.com tonight, too. Double check, will you?
All right,
I got to get ready for my gig tomorrow night, Gully.
Cool.
Tomorrow night, my band plays 49er, 9 o'clock. If you guys are in Central Illinois, you're looking for something to do, come by and see us. I promise it'll be a good time. Plus, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Springfield tomorrow. So you know that's going to be wild. I got to get ready. I'm going to hang out with my Bella. She's got a friend coming over for a sleepover. So we're going to have a good night here in the Lytle House. We'll be back Monday with another edition of this, the Chubby Ray Live Show. For Gully, Love Song, Silverly Joe. Who else called? Sean from Kansas. Listener Todd and his wife with peas in the cup. Everybody who listened, we're out of here. This is Ray Lytle saying so long. Talk to you guys Monday. I'll say it, Gully.
Tati Bogle.
Bye, everybody. Stay tuned for stories. Come back Monday for stories about what I'm sure is going to be another eventful Saturday night. Who knows? Maybe somebody else will piss their pants.
It's on the cards.
Keep your fingers crossed with Sean Blitt. Either A, doesn't come up, or B, if he does come up, he doesn't stay at my house. So I'm sick of getting
cock-blocked.
Horrible. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.